call it a toilet house.
Right, outdoor toilet outhouse.
Okay, we'll try some farm questions.
Oh,
you may not know a damn thing about it, but we gotta try it. What do you call a big building behind the farmhouse where you store hay or cows?
A barn.
All right. How about where you store corn?
I don't know.
All right. How about where you store grain?
I store that in the barn too.
Okay. What's the upper part of the barn called?
Loft.
Where do you keep horses?
In the corral.
Okay. Where do you keep hogs and pigs?
Hogs and pigs. In the pig pen.
Okay. What do you call a place where they raise cows for milk and they process
a
milk?
A dairy.
Right, is a dairy anything else besides that? Does it have to be a farm or can it be a processing plant too?
I don't know. I would think that a dairy is usually a processing plant.
Okay. That's what I would think, too. All right. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules wander around?
Field.
All right. This is closer to the
pasture. Closer?
Yeah. This is just right outside the barn.
Yard.
Okay. Barnyard?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the difference between a field and a patch?
Patch.
Yeah, like a tobacco patch.
Well, like I said, a field is nothing now.
Uh-huh.
Except grass, a patch.
Couldn't they grow corn in a field?
Well, then you got either corn field or corn patch.
Okay. What's the difference? Is one bigger?
Well, I wouldn't think so, because you can have, well, a patch is usually the area that you got in the field that's planted.
Oh, okay. So a field to you is mostly just barren land with
right.
grass.
Right, just an open area.
So patch is a place where they're growing something, and a field is a place where they're not growing something.
Right.
Okay. Now, what kind of little wooden fences do people have around gardens?
Picket fence.
Okay. Any other kinds?
It's the only one I know of.
Ever heard of a paling fence?
Paling
fence. Okay. Flat fence?
No.
All right. Okay, what do you call the kind of fence that if you tried to climb over it, it would tear your pants?
Barbed wire.
Yeah. All right, if you were trying to set up a fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Hole.
Say it again?
Hole.
It's awfully loud in here. Oh, there's Nick. Okay. Have you ever heard of a... thing that farmers do where they put a fake egg in a hen's nest to make her start laying? You ever heard of that?
No.
The idea is that if a hen sees an egg in there, it'll give her the idea. You know, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be doing that. You never seen that?
No.
Okay. These eggs are made out of a certain material that is the same stuff that your best, say your mother has a set of really good dishes that she doesn't use very often. I know she doesn't know. She might have gotten her a wedding present or something. That she would call him something.
Porcelain.
Yeah, like that, only not.
China?
Yeah. All right, if you saw an egg made out of this material, it would be called a...
I wouldn't know.
China egg.
Okay. That's
but
a new one on me.
You never seen that?
No.
I never heard of it until the summer I started asking about it. Okay, if you're on the farm and you went out to the well to get some water, what would you carry the water back to the house?
A pail.
All right, if you were milking a cow, what would you carry the milk in?
A pail.
All right. Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
No.
And not in the material they're made out of or anything?
Well, some are made of tin, some are made of plastic, but I call all of them buckets, so pail.
Okay.
Same thing.